And we're starting now. Yeah. Hello, everybody. We're back. Yeah. The three of us. I guess McKeever couldn't make it.
No, yeah. he's working like crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Busy as hell.
Yeah, he's extreme. I don't know how he's doing what he's doing.
No.
He's doing a little bit of everything. He's now at that point where he can't get to... There's always somebody that needs something.
Yeah. Which that could be trouble. Because then you're going to have to handle a lot. Oh,
Dwight
Schrute. And then... Yeah, it'd be the office of Dwight. And then Dwight gets his dick sucked constantly, and he becomes the boss and is really cool, and everyone thinks he's cool.
I did a cool thing. I went and got a mask made.
You got a... Oh, shit. Yeah, for the show.
Got fucking silicone put on. Yeah.
Nice. For when I blow your fucking head off.
Exactly.
Yeah, we killed Chris.
I wanted him to give me a Terminator eye.
How was it? That sucks.
It wasn't that bad. It was kind of nice. And also my dad wound up being like 10 minutes away. They pulled my dad out of retirement.
What do you mean?
Yeah. My dad retired from engineering and
he's working.
Yeah. He's working today.
So you got to see your father.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to have a little meal with him, which was nice. We ate hot dogs.
You and your dad ate hot dogs?
Yeah. We shared a hot dog. Yeah. It was nice. And some cheese curds. Talked about minor league, or not minor league, but like youth league hockey for a little bit.
Talked about kids and ate hot dogs. That's a good day.
It's a great day.
Where'd you guys eat? The park?
No, we went to this place called Destination Dog.
You went to this hot dog specific restaurant?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm not a big dog guy.
No. Oh, these are good hot dogs.
I fucking hate hot dogs.
Me too. What do you mean?
I just hate, I'm munching.
Yeah.
I'll grow up with the best, but hot dogs, I just fucking hate hot dogs.
No, good hot.
They're disgusting.
Well, they are, of course.
You're a terrible ally in this. Oh, you literally, you eat fucking chicken fingers.
No,
by the way, chicken fingers obviously rule.
Yeah. But no, it's more grilled chicken and rice and broccoli now. My diet affects how I feel.
Of course.
Yeah. So are you bulking up or is there a strategy?
Okay. Yeah. I did think I've opened it because I did, and I started to tell you this.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, but I think I unlocked a new power source in the golf swing.
Is that where this power swing story was going?
Yeah.
There was more to that story?
No, there wasn't. But it wasn't.
I wanted that to be.
There could have been
that
more.
Needed to be done. That was one of the worst stories I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I don't think it was.
You should try to tell everybody on the pod.
I don't want to. Everybody's just going to make fun of me.
No one's going
to
make fun of you.
Well.
This is the, so we're in the middle of us filming, which is, it's long. And then Steve's like, oh, my God. I saw him smiling.
He saw me. Said, that's all it was, by the way. I the tiniest little raise of my.
No, you were literally looking at the floor going.
He's imagining how bad the story's gonna go.
Yes. But also wanting to say it.
Yeah.
Desperately wanting to say it.
Yeah.
And the story was you hit a golf ball far.
Well, so I played both days. Played Saturday and Sunday. This is
That's
already
why you're
so
fucking
boring.
So tired when we're filming.
No, I didn't know it energizes me. No, it doesn't. Don't do that. No, it doesn't. I need it. Otherwise I would have been more tired.
We are at risk of losing you to injury. You're trying to go for the long ball. You're trying to go for the long ball.
You were barely making it the other day. Was that yesterday? Goddamn.
Well, we all got sick from...
From?
One of the...
Yeah. It spread around. Oh.
Yeah. One of the guest stars.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's tough to blame him.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It could have come from anywhere.
Regardless, you're in close quarters with a bunch of people breathing.
It's coming from me. I'm...
We'll see.
Dude, I'm a suspect. I had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had something going on.
You brought it in.
But anyway, he saw me smile. I had to tell the story, which is just that I, you know, had this feel in my backswing.
Let's also, I know you're trying to get to this incredible story, but let's make sure everyone knows this is out of fucking nowhere. This isn't like we were talking about golf. We were talking about anything. This is just, all right.
I think about it a lot.
This is in a silent room. We were pretty quiet.
Yeah, but we were also, you know, we see each other every day. There's a limited amount of stuff to talk about. So I had this other thing to talk to you about. It's kind of the highlight
of my
day.
So let's hear it.
So I made a few swing changes and then got this feel that gave me a lot more coil in my backswing. And I hit a bomb, like, you know, I hit a couple bombs, frankly, coming down the home stretch.
Yes.
And my playing partner, you know, was like, damn, you cleared the bunker into the wind? And I was like, I never would have done that.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, that's it. That's a feeling. But see, this is the thing. I think it's only most people who don't care about golf, it's whatever. If you love golf, that feeling of connecting with the drive and watching the ball sail, it's whatever you're supposed to feel when you listen to Beethoven. It's just this thing. And I got to feel that, and I love it.
It is great.
And another,
we were feeling that a little bit at Top Golf.
Yeah, if you hit the golf ball far, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have somebody pull it out. You pumped that. And I go, I did pump it. And then I had 80 yards left. Of the, I had a perfect 80-yard day fell shot, made the putt, birdie. It played a
you hit a birdie?
I did have a birdie.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's good.
That's nice. It. That was my boring ass story that I thought of and then thought of his response to it. And then, of course, I have to tell it. So just walk the plank.
That was.
I do really want to get good at golf.
I yeah, it'd be fun. Be nice. Golfing yeah. would be fun.
Yeah.
Unless you're golfing with Steve and his buddies.
Dead clean, sober, enjoying the sport.
Sober buddies enjoying the sport, hitting a fucking 120 sober. That fucking blows, dude. Although you said you hit in the 80s, right?
86 on Sunday.
Was that the
yeah.
day with the birdie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were feeling it.
I was feeling it.
Fuck yeah. How'd you feel when you got home? How'd you feel when you got home? Did your girlfriend catch the business?
Million bucks. What?
Did your girlfriend get the business? Came
she
over,
did. She
said,
got right, incredibly. Right. Yeah.
All right.
What was that?
I shouldn't have asked.
No, yeah, yeah.
You carry it over?
Do I carry whatever?
The confidence of a good golf game into the bad.
Yes, but I don't. But I don't carry over the bad stuff.
You don't.
I don't carry over the bad. It's bad.
I don't okay. believe that. That's just fucking lies, dude.
You don't take it out on her if you have a bad day.
Go, no.
Oh, come here.
No,
oh,
but I. Oh. Go, what?
These golf stories make me really miss Matt's fucking dream stories. I'll listen to Matt's dream stories every day.
I had some bad dreams last night.
You had some dream stories?
I had some really bad dreams.
I miss dream stories.
Because we went out and we had some dinner last night and I went home. But then in my dream, we stayed out and got fucked up.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. We got really fucked
might
up.
Might be the ticket. That might be like you're actually sleeping in your head. You're like,
dude, I was. But then I got so shit-faced, somehow I woke up in my parents' house.
Uh-oh.
And in a drunken stupor, I had like started like a variety of puzzles all over the floors of my parents' house.
Mm.
And I woke up and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
What happened last night, and like, what the fuck were you doing? You kept making puzzles all over the, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
Sure. So how about the golf?
Yeah. Golf's better than that. Cause it happened in reality.
There you go. It really fucked me up. I'm not going to lie. The puzzle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My imaginary debauch tonight.
We had a nice night.
We did have. We had a wonderful night.
I stood my ground.
You did.
Coward.
I did.
He's a coward.
I wanted to get to sleep so I could get fucked up.
To dinner with our ladies, and we had a nice dinner, but we were discussing Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Of course, the ladies are, they want to go as old. Slutty, whatever.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, why not do that?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's cool when I wasn't dating you.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know.
Yeah.
Cover it up a little. I'm sitting there. I'm in the middle of. I'm battling both girlfriends.
Okay.
This one, silent. Judas.
Really?
I did not. Peter, at least. That was Peter.
I said at the table, I would like to get some sleep tonight. I do not want to open this can of worms. I think that's fair.
What do you think of that? I'm in the trenches. Dude, doing battle. He even said, I appreciate what you're doing.
Wow.
Which was a mistake.
So what do you actually think, though?
It did come back to haunt me. Not in the moment. That was a slow burn, that fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you actually think?
I like when other people's girlfriends are dressed slutty. That's
sure,
fun.
Yeah.
But Chris, what do you actually think?
So what do I actually think?
It? Yeah, and you were saying nothing.
I was saying... That we're going to have a Halloween party and it's going to be a bunch of fucking people from my work. And half of them are 40. You know?
Right.
This is not the time.
Yeah, I think it's going to wind
up.
Yeah.
So then I'm saying, what is your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's going to wind up being like a bunch of just like our friends boozing and like being dressed super slutty is going to be a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I genuinely think.
But you can't get in that argument with a woman. Yeah.
What does the other side of that look like?
What is the other side? What is their argument?
Yeah.
That you're an insecure, controlling fucking pussy. That's the argument.
Which is
tough to, you can't break out of it. You got to go,
I think that's the big missile in Mario.
I would disagree with that argument. I would say it's not about being insecure. It's about making my friends maybe a little uncomfortable because they don't want to look at you sexually because me, their friend, is dating you.
Yeah.
But yet you're sort of forcing
them. You're going Sharia law on this. You're mine. Let's cover you up a little.
No.
And I agree.
No,
I agree.
I'm not saying because you're mine. I'm
my enemy's enemy is my friend.
I'm saying because my friends. It's like they
don't give Brian Six a boner at the Halloween party.
Right.
But that's never an argument you can win. I've been down this road. Obviously, we all have.
Well, because once you start getting to specifically like how long or short a skirt, you're
I did that at the table. I was like, stop me. Stop me where the dress, up your knee, tell me where the dress stops. And if, you know, when you say it, like I'm saying it right now, it does come off a little bit controlling and abusive, but it was not. It was a fun, friendly conversation that ended up not being friendly, but at first seemed friendly.
I was trying to suggest a variety of costumes that maybe, you know, shouldn't require.
I was going to go as Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's like a turtleneck.
Full gown.
Full sleeves.
Yeah.
No, that was passed upon. Princess Leia. Princess Leia was nice. You wanted to Hillary Clinton, Princess Leia.
Yeah. I'm on Cloud City's Princess Leia.
Nope.
Yeah.
Slave Leia was what was settled upon. Was just metal bikini Princess Leia. That's an idea for real. Yeah. It was just like, no.
Yeah.
It's going to be 40 degrees. Don't.
Miss Frizzle was in the mix. I was like, that was nice. That's a big dress.
I knew where that was going. The scuba diving episode.
They
bikini.
Editorialized Miss Frizzle a little bit.
Yeah. And what are you're still planning on the referee costume?
No. Because I'm shy. And I know that doesn't sound, I was thinking about this.
You're honestly. Shy, man.
Yeah, I am shy. And I think to make this costume funny, when the idea behind the costume was, I'd be like, why are you laughing?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
The idea behind the costume is I'm an NFL referee. I do have like a little mini.
Yeah,
mini,
you're throwing party fouls.
You're right. And I'm hitting people with the flag and calling party fouls.
Yes. And now, I will say this has been done.
It has?
It's probably for 30 years.
Okay. Then it's not original.
Okay. It's original to you.
But I'm not going to do it because, again, I just don't have the, frankly, balls to like go around and.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
Well, this fucks me because I bought a referee outfit. And I was going to be wearing it when you got there.
No, are you serious? You're going
to
be so funny with me.
It was Chris's idea to get a white hat, so I'd be the head official.
Dude, I look for a white
so
hat.
So I could tell you what to do. He thought of this. You're a megalomaniac.
I for a white hat. You and I was like, I just wear a regular one.
Megalomaniac, bro. Yeah. You're a power hungry pig.
Power hungry pig. That's how you look at me earlier. I mean, you know, it's just.
We were laughing so hard last night. If you showed up in the black hat.
Just white. And picking up flags, going, there's no flag on the. Overruled.
I literally have it in my checkout thing. I think I'm just going to come as like Ben Franklin or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good way to mix in the spectacles.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get some glasses on.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I thought of that. I thought that there was a George Washington one on Amazon.
Yeah.
But then I felt like that might be kind of cunty to invite people to your house and then wear a fucking general's uniform and be like, welcome to my party. I'm the coolest guy of all time. I'm the most powerful man ever. I invented America. You know?
I like the idea of going all
revolutionary.
Yeah. All ever revolutionary clothing.
I like it too.
1770s.
What were you laughing at earlier?
I was laughing at that.
Oh,
the white hat. Picking up the flag. Would be
picking
great.
Up the flag is so funny.
In all fairness, I saw that referee. It's not like an original thought I had. I was in Manayunk, And this was like, this is going back 15 years.
And you thought of it then?
No. A guy ran down the street. It was like.
Oh, you saw someone do it?
He pelted a guy in a Spider-Man costume with a flag 15 yards from being an F. And it was just so funny.
Ooh, yeah, that's a killer.
Wow. Yeah. It was back when you could say it.
We're bringing those back, dude. It's coming. Unless Chris has anything to say about it in 30 days, you fucking
coward. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. I know what you're going
to
do.
You know we're on the same side of that issue.
How many votes are you going to put in this year? You got about 20,000 last year.
Yeah. I'm going to request. I've requested 20. The whole downstairs is full of ballots.
Full of ballots.
Yeah. And I'm filling them out. Cat's name. Putting one in for May.
Nice.
That's funny. But yeah. Hey, that was so crazy at the show.
Yeah.
Chris standing up there.
Chris killed.
The show was sick.
The show was awesome.
That was the coolest thing ever. Watching you walk out in that place.
Yep.
It's uncomfortable.
It's too cool. From our vantage, the way that people saw you moving.
Yeah.
In the beginning and just started like rising up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was so sick.
Yeah, I had fun.
It was surreal to watch.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were right. You told me that the round is better.
Way better.
It's so much better.
Yeah, than a stage.
Because all the sound hits you at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes it can trick you. You're like, God damn, I'm killing. And then you get off stage and people are like, that was good. How do you think it went? Dude, that bothers me so much. How do you think it went?
Yeah, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was the best night of my life. I guess I was wrong. Yeah, that was awesome. That was a fun fucking night.
That was great.
And Little Gerby Babies.
I got to meet a pitcher.
Yeah, Strom. That was awesome. You guys got to discuss pitching from the mound.
Yeah.
And then one of your buddies sold him like a gas tank.
What?
one of your buddies that was there?
Yeah. From home?
Yeah. Apparently like...
made a business deal with a pitcher from the Phillies?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they were just talking for a while, and Strom was talking about going on some big drive, and he was like, oh, you're going to need a bigger tank for that. You're going to need a bigger gas tank. I'll hook it up.
He was driving a truck.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that was a mechanic at Ardmore. Ed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we should cut that out.
No, that's totally fine. Look at that fucking cat, dude. What are you looking at? Yeah,
he's fired up. He's fired up.
That's nice. Where's your gay cat?
At my gay house.
Is it doing anything gay?
May's an outdoor. Yeah.
No.
She's an outdoorsman.
Oh, she's indoor, outdoor. Nice. She's got like a whole backyard. I made her a garden. And
this guy needs to go outside.
Very badly.
They keep him in. He's a giant.
He'd be a fucking problem out there. He'd get fucked up by the groundhog outside would decimate him.
No.
He could run away from a groundhog.
He thinks he's ready for outside, but he's not.
You guys are ruining this boy's life.
No.
All he has to do is he has a chair to play with. Let him go outside. He's a big dog.
All day he wants to go outside. He's full.
Jameis is the best ever. Let him out. I could watch that all day. Instead of podcasting, I could watch Chris play with the cat. Just